So the Cities Power Partnership, it's a free national program created by the Climate Council that celebrates and accelerates the emission reduction and clean energy success of Australia towns and cities. And they've recognised their finalists for the third annual awards. And one of those is Hepburnshire. And we have Evan King, their CEO, with us this morning to talk about that. Evan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, the weekend, grand final. Are you going to have your ring of cappuccino around Daylesford to keep the Melburnians out?
Yes, look, we understand Daylesford and Hepburn are obviously very attractive locations for people to come to. So we just ask everyone to be patient. Restrictions will ease eventually, and the gates will be back open at some stage. But we do ask people to be patient as we work through the gradual winding back of restrictions.
Yeah. Well, as I often say, it's a bit like Castlemaine, a little closer to us here, they could look a fairly fearsome lot with the hipster beards and the flannelette shirts and, a pitchfork in one hand and a chai latte in the other. That'll keep them out.
Exactly.
Yeah, now let's talk about the Cities Power Partnership. Tell us a little bit about that before we talk specifically about the gong that you guys might be picking up.
Yeah, so the City Power Partnership is basically a group of 139 councils from all around Australia that are basically working together to, create, a more sustainable environment across Australia. And so many councils are doing good things, so many organisations are doing good things, and it's just an opportunity to obviously share information. It's not a competition in the end in terms of, how you go about creating sustainable environment. And some are far more advanced than others. So it's just an opportunity to learn off each other, and it's great. These awards recognise that there's different sized councils across Australia, and everyone's at a different stage in their journey. And it's really good, I suppose, to have a regional council category that councils like Hepburnshire can obviously apply for awards. And it's not about awards in the end, it's about doing the right thing. But gee, it's also nice to get recognised for your hard work as well.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. So tell us about the Community Transition Plan, the ZNET Community Transition Plan. What exactly, in layman's terms, is that?
Yeah, look, and that's one of the challenges with some of these very, very technical sorts of areas is you can get caught up in acronyms and technology that sometimes sort of puts people off in the end. And in the end, ZNET's pretty simple. In the end, it's a partnership between council and the community to get to zero net emissions by 2030. But where it's unique is that most plans are done by various organisations and those sorts of things. Very few communities across Australia actually have a transition plan. So this is a community-driven transition plan. But what it has is some really clear actions. So, lots of people would say, well, local government's quite good at sort of developing strategies and plans all the time, and then they sort of go on the shelf and gather dust. This actually has some real actions, and we're starting to put them in place. The other thing about ZNET that sort of makes it a bit different than a lot of other plans is the plan is actually scalable and transferable. So any suburb, town, city could pick up the ZNET program and adapt it and use it themselves. So it's open source, so it's accessible to anybody in the end. And that was one of the important, I suppose, outcomes that the group wanted to achieve in the end. They wanted to build something that others could use.
So tell me, finally, when do you find out? You mentioned it's nice. You're not in it for the praise, but it's nice to get a pat on the back as well. When do you find out whether or not you are successful as a finalist?
So the awards are on the 29th of October. So we'll find out then.
Terrific. Well, listen, we wish you every success with it, and congratulations on getting this far, and particularly, as you said, to build a model that is transferable as well, because if it works in one shire, there's no reason why it shouldn't work in others as well. So, Evan, thanks very much for joining us, and all the very best with it.
My absolute pleasure.
Good on you, mate. Evan King, Hepburn Shire CEO, joining us on the Wake Up Call.